This story is a true story. It actually did happen. Okay? This story really did take place. And it's about a boy called James. And James grew up in Broadstairs. Now, does anyone know where Broadstairs is? It's in Kent. It's in the south tip of Kent. And you know where Broadstairs is? That's excellent. That's really good. Well, James grew up in Broadstairs, and he had a really lovely mum and dad. And they taught him the things of the Bible. They taught him about Christian things, about the Lord Jesus Christ. But, well, James was a bit of a mischievous lad. Anybody who a bit mischievous, maybe? James was really, really mischievous. Okay? And there was a rule in James's house that you weren't allowed to play football in the garden. Well, James' daddy went off to work. James' mummy was doing the ironing. So, do you know what James did? What do you think he did? Do you think he played football? Have a crack. Play football in the garden. Was he supposed to? No. Yeah, there's a verse in the Bible that says this. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. So what James was doing is he was going his own way. Well, James had a brother, okay? And he was called John. Okay? Anyone hear called John? Well, James' brother was called John. And they really liked each other. They were a bit of a lad, and they used to muck about together. And well, one day, James got really angry with John. And he smacked him. Should he have done that? Do you know what he was doing? He was going his own way. Just like that verse has said. Okay. Well, one day, James went in the garden to play football. Well, he shouldn't have done. And he did the keep me uppies. And he played really, really well. And there was a nice patio window. And there's a nice big football. And you know what happens? He leathered the... Hey, you're bright. And he put the... You should tell the story. He leathered the ball through the window. Did you do that, James? No, he said. He's going his own way. Well, James and John, they were a bit of lads. And one day it was raining, so they couldn't play football in the garden. So what they decided to do was play cricket indoors. Now, I want to try this at home. Okay, this is not... Don't try this at home. But they need to get a piece of paper. Screw them up, put sticky tape around it, and play. Well, anyway, John was bowling, James was batting, Mum's favourite bars, smash. Did you do that, James? He was going his own way. Well, as I said, James grew up in a Christian family. And he went along to church. And he was bored during church. How are you going to get bored during church? You probably will do today. Well, anyway, James got really bored during church, okay? And wow, he just counted the tiles on the roof, okay? Because he got really, really bored during church. But one day, he was really struck by what something was. He went home, went on his knees, crawled under the breakfast table, and he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be his saviour and to be his Lord. And he trusted in Jesus. And all the wrong things he had done, all the times he hit his brother, was forgiven by what Jesus had done on the cross. Now, beginning of the story, I said it was a true story. Now, I want to ask you a question. This is a bit of a tricky question. This is a hard question, okay? The question is this. How do I know it was a true story? You might need some of the adults to help you out. How do I know that story was true?
It was in the Bible.
It was in the Bible. Now, I've got a point in the Bible. Anybody want to have a guess as to how I know that that story really was true? It was me. Do you know what my middle name is? It's James. Do you know what my brother's middle name is? It's John. And it was really me that leathered that ball through the patio window. Did you know that? It was really me that smacked my brother. That was really me crawled under a breakfast table. And I was at night. And asked Jesus to be my saviour and to be my Lord. And you know what happened to me? It happened for everyone here. Not just young, but old as well. It happened to you if you were but asking. Jesus said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Because at birth, from that birth, all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way. But it goes on to say this, that the Lord has laid on him, that is Jesus, the iniquity, which means all the wrong things we do, the sin that we do, on him.